In Indonesia, police have arrested an Islamic militant they say masterminded the bombing of a Bali nightclub last month. Indonesia's chief of intelligence told the Associated Press that the man, Imam Samudra, planned the bombing that killed nearly 200 people on October 12th. Jonathan Head is in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. He is Southeast Asia correspondent for the BBC. And Jonathan Head, what do you know about this man, Imam Samudra?
He's a man who has been described by the other suspects they have in custody here in Indonesia in the Bali bombings as the leading figure in the team who carried out the bombings. He's a 35-year-old engineer from a very Islamic part of Indonesia, from West Java, apparently very well-educated, very capable. He's also believed to have spent many years in Malaysia. That's where a lot of Islamic militants here have been, and also possibly to have traveled at some stage to Afghanistan. It's also possible, and this has been mentioned by intelligence sources, that he's a key figure in the regional Islamic network here known as Jamaat Islamiyah. That's thought to be an al-Qaeda affiliate. And obviously, the questioning him is not just going to reveal details about the Bali bombing. There will be a lot of Western interest in what he's able to tell his interrogators about much wider regional networks and their possible involvement in the bombing.
Now, prior to the Bali bombing, what was Jamaat Islamiyah known for doing? What were its typical targets, and where did it operate?
It's still a very shadowy network. We don't know much about its structure. As far as we know, it came out of a network of largely Indonesian militants who fled from the authoritarian Suharto regime in the mid-1980s. They were very, very orthodox Muslims who believed in an Islamic state. That was something that wasn't tolerated in Indonesia. And they appear to have developed a network around Islamic schools in Malaysia in the 1980s, and at some stage in the 90s have had some connection with al-Qaeda and moved into much more terrorist activity. Now, they are the organization that is accused of planning attacks. Most notably, the Singaporean authorities detained a number of alleged Jamaat Islamiyah members in 2001. They're also thought to have carried out bombings in Jakarta against churches and in the Philippines. So this could be a very serious network, but as yet we don't have very accurate details.
And have intelligence officials there spelled out at all what these alleged links might be between Jamaat Islamiyah and al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, for that matter?
What we do know is what they've told us about the questioning of a couple of key al-Qaeda operatives, most notably a man called Omar Farouk. He's a Kuwaiti man who lived in Indonesia for a long time, but was arrested by the Indonesians in June of this year and handed over to the U.S. authorities, who've taken him to Afghanistan. And under questioning, he, we're told, has told them about very close ties between al-Qaeda and Jamaat Islamiyah. What we don't really know are the sort of long-term structural connections, whether orders are taken by local militants here from the key leadership of al-Qaeda. That's the kind of information that will only come as militants like this man, Imam Samudra, are detained and questioned.
And back to the event, to the crime for which he's been detained, the bombing on October 12th, do police there think they know anything more about how that bombing was planned and carried out?
They do now have a very accurate picture, and a lot of that is to do with the enormous amount of forensic assistance they have got from Australian, US, and British forces on the ground who are assisting them in this. They've been able to piece together the vehicles used, the fact that the bombs were detonated by mobile phones. They know exactly where the bombers moved to in the stages before they actually set the bombs off. So on that operation, they're very clear about how it happened, and they now believe they've got the man who actually masterminded it.
Jonathan Head, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Jonathan Head spoke to us from Jakarta, Indonesia. He is the Southeast Asia correspondent for the BBC.